And also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Well, it is Independence Day, and in for our Community Connection this morning, co-chairs for the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville's Freedom Fest, it is Nathan Thompson and Julia May. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, or at least I expect it will be by about 7 o'clock tonight.
That's right.
That's what we're hoping too.
Freedom Fest, downtown Bartlesville, at or around Show Central, just right there on Johnstone. Again, right, Frank Phillips and Johnstone.
That's right. The main stage is going to be set right there on Johnstone, right backing up to Frank Phillips, mm-hmm. So right between Hideaway Pizza and Arvest Bank. That's where our main stage is going to be set up, and everything begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Tons of food vendors and lots of activities for kids and plenty of things to keep the kids cool.
7 o'clock, I will mention, that is a change from previous years. We have started at 6, but 7 o'clock, I think temperature-wise, will give us a much better start time.
Yeah, we always wanted to be mindful of that. It's been very hot in previous years. This year, not so bad. I mean, that heat index of 105, Charlie, I didn't like that too much.
I'll try to positive spin this. A low near 73 tonight. Okay. So by fireworks time, it should be pretty pleasant.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast about fireworks time. It's going to be about 79 degrees. So
I'll take
at 9:45 p.m., that's when the big fireworks show over Dungeness Stadium will be occurring. Such a wonderful day to celebrate America today, Charlie.
It really is. And if we look at, it was originally written down by Todd John Adams that the day should be celebrated with bonfires and other appropriate celebrations across the country. And we're following that advice.
We are. And we're bringing the local and the family right back here to Freedom Fest in Bartlesville. The Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, obviously, we're very active in our community. And this is one of our premier events that we're able to do each and every year. We just absolutely love Freedom Fest and all the work and we're not really doing bonfires this year, Charlie, but we'll do some fireworks.
I think we knew about the Chinese inventing fireworks, but again, the words that Adams used were bonfires, but I like fireworks a whole lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit more entertaining sometimes.
And the fireworks, we get more colors. Traditionally, of course, the reds, the whites, the blues, a little bit of green, but lately they've been mixing in some purples and some pinks, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, and this year, Charlie, we have spared no expense on our fireworks show. I'll just be honest with you. It's going to be a huge event. Again, 9:45-ish
right.
is when we're expecting the fireworks to happen this evening because of the Wingett tournament that's going on that will be broadcast here on K1, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, the ball game on K1, the Freedom Fest broadcast on KYFM.
That's right. Yeah. So you have the best of both worlds,
exactly.
Baseball and a lot of America right here on Bartlesville Radio today.
To all the way around, and we're going to be recognizing veterans. I'll let you tell the story, but
sure.
Just I think the schedule this year really, really works for downtown Bartlesville.
I think it does too, at least we hope so. Julia and I and our committee, we've got a great committee of volunteers that have really helped us out this year. Again, we wanted to make it as entertaining, as family-friendly, as kid-friendly, and local as what we could do for this year. Of course, we're going to kick everything off at 7 o'clock with some welcoming remarks from State Representative Earl Sears, who will help us with leading the pledge. We'll have the honor guard from the American Legion, James H. Teal, Post 105. We'll be there to display our country's colors. We've got a great talent, again, for singing live the national anthem from Pawhuska. Serena Jeffers is going to be coming over and doing our national anthem. And then I think one of the coolest things that we have this year is we're putting the Stars of Freedom Fest Vocal Talent Contest on our main stage this year. All local kids from ages 5 all the way up to age 19 will be gracing the stage throughout the evening. The Stars of Freedom Fest with the younger kids will begin right at 7:15. We've brought in a nationally known judge from the New York metropolitan area.
Great.
Who will be there, and we're very excited to have her. That's Regan McKenzie, who's going to be our judge. Again, she's been in blockbusters like Beauty and the Beast, Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan, Shrek, all of these on and off Broadway. So we're really excited to have her. And then I think my favorite thing on the stage this year, Charlie, and it might be for Julia too. Julia, you want to tell a little bit about the Patriotic Kids Costume Contest?
Oh, absolutely. So at 7 o'clock, registration starts at 7. You didn't have to pre-register. So get your kids dolled up in their best patriotic gear and bring them out. Registration starts at 7. The show starts at 7:45, or the contest starts at 7:45. And it will be a judging first, second, third on most patriotic. And we've got some great prizes. First prize will get a gift card as well as a pizza party at Sooner Junior for 10 friends. Second prize gets a ice cream party at Sooner Junior, and third prize will get a 10-game pass at Sooner Junior.
I get a theme here of the Sooner Junior going on.
That's right.
It's something that Kiwanis has branded, and it's your place to show off.
It is. We have so much fun out of Sooner Junior. Again, that's what really allows us to do things like Freedom Fest, to provide our scholarships, and we're very proud of what we're able to do out at Sooner Junior Miniature Golf next to Sooner Park. That's a great location. Kids are going to have a lot of fun out there.
Absolutely. Now, do the kids need to, I mean, you said no pre-registration, but they will need to, I'll say, get lined up a little bit early, right?
That's right, yeah. 7 o'clock, as Julia said, will be the registration. There'll be a tent from Zach Henderson from State Farm with a big sign that says, "Register here for the costume contest," so all the parents can bring their kids. And these are kids from toddlers all the way up to age 17. And every kid will get a goodie bag full of nice little things for the holiday. And they get some Sooner Junior gear, too.
Yeah, they'll get a free Sooner Junior pass. And we've got glow sticks, a little American flag, and I think a free ice cream cone. So it's a good goodie bag.
It's not like they get the ice cream cone now, and then the winners move on with the ice cream party.
That's right.
Well, now, summertime relief all the way around.
Absolutely. And the best thing about that is not only the kids are going to be out there showing off their patriotism and their great creative costumes, but they get to talk to you, Charlie, live on the radio. You know, that's always a fun thing.
Well, I try to have fun with the kids, and it's something that I think that's everybody always looks back when some reporter sticks a microphone in front of their face. You know, it's fun.
And as a fellow reporter, I appreciate you getting them started young, my friend.
Thank you.
So again, that's going to be 7:45 on the stage, the Patriotic Kids Costume Contest, interviews with Charlie, and giving away the prizes at that point. We have a really cool thing. I'm not going to tell all about this.
I know there are surprises planned throughout the evening.
There are surprises planned throughout the evening, and we're going to have a big surprise at 8:15 on the main stage. I think this is a first ever for Freedom Fest. You're going to have to come out and see what wonderful event is going to happen at 8:15 on the main stage.
I will be in suspense until that time.
Hopefully we all will. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then at 8:20, you know, where would we be, Charlie, without all of our service men and women, those who served our country valiantly, who are still on active duty?
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to be...
The name probably will not come up, but a story out this week, our local scout executive going on active duty military, so they'll be looking for a new scout executive, but one more person answering the call.
Answering the call. And not only are they answering the call to serve their country, but we have so many heroes locally that serve our community as well. So at 8:20-ish, mm-hmm, on the stage, we're going to be recognizing about 20 local heroes, brought to you by Walmart Supply Chain, Tay Boy Tires and Service, the Hilton Garden Inn, and the Examiner Enterprise. We're going to be honoring all of our heroes. They get a special VIP lounge that they get to go to in the air conditioning, because, you know, you said 105. You know?
Sure. It will be something less than that, but still the air conditioning will feel comfortable.
It will. And then we want all of our, even if we didn't get your name to recognize our heroes, we want to recognize all of our branches of the military. So after we introduce all of our heroes that were submitted, mm-hmm, to Freedom Fest, we're going to celebrate everyone by playing the service songs, the anthems for each branch of the military. That's always a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite things, too.
It's a great part of what has become a tradition at Freedom Fest.
That's right.
It's nice to recognize those that served, regardless whether it was during wartime or during peacetime. If you wore the uniform honorably, we want to recognize you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got great food options available, too. Julie has done a really good job So Julie, tell a little bit about all the food that we're going to have out at Freedom Fest this year.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a lot of food out there this year. We have 9 vendors, and it ranges from a assortment of food. We've got funnel cakes and all your traditional fry food that you like to find at a fair, fried pickles, fried everything, basically.
Everybody's cholesterol will go
right,
up this
right.
week.
Lemonade, caramel corn. We've just got a great variety, so you'll find something that you'll want to eat out there.
Yeah. Sounds like a great thing. And, of course, plenty to cool off with as far as cool drinks as well.
Yeah, that's right. Lots of cool drinks. We will have an area for adults if they wish to have a nice cold beer during the event. So we will have that there. And all of the vendors will have something to drink to keep you hydrated. Mm-hmm. And that's so important today. We want to make sure that people are taking care of themselves. And so lots of food. Lots of inflatables for the kids. You know, last time I was here, Charlie, I told you how excited I was.
Yeah, and that's something that mom and dad enjoy, sending the youngsters in a safe place for a while, let them jump and burn off a little bit of steam, and then come back panting and tired.
Exactly. So we'll have 5
easier
inflatables.
To get home.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have 5 inflatables that will be set up in the RVS parking lot, and our good friends at Phillips 66 are providing some of the volunteer hours, and of course, we want to thank RVS for donating their property to us as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Julia thought I was a little crazy whenever I ordered some of these inflatables, but, you know, hey.
They're a little wild, but I think the kids will enjoy them.
Yeah, you got to come out to Freedom Fest. Again, 2nd Street is going to be closed from Dewey until all the way through Keeler.
Okay.
So, less pedestrian-friendly. Come on out and enjoy some wonderful time. At 8:30 tonight, the Stars of Freedom Fest will come back up on the stage to kind of wrap up. That will be the older age group.
Okay.
And then we're expecting about 9:40 or so. That's when we're going to make the big announcement and give out the prizes for the top 3 in each age category for Stars of Freedom Fest.
I'm sure there will be a good award, whatever that prize is. We'll talk more about that. And there are some volunteer opportunities yet for you to get involved in Freedom Fest. More when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing our time with the co-chairs for Bartlesville's Freedom Fest, in from Kiwanis Club, Nathan Thompson and Julia May. And Julia, this, you guys don't do everything yourself. You need volunteers because you're only 2 individuals. You can't set up the stage. You sure can't do all the other things, right?
Correct. And we do. We have a great group of volunteers, and we are so thankful for all of them. We are still, however, needing some volunteers for the inflatables in the evening. So we've still got some open shifts about 7:30 to 9:30. So if anyone is available, you'll get a free T-shirt. We have Freedom Fest T-shirts that we would love to give you, and we would just love you to come out. It's only about an hour of your time at most, and so we could just really use a few more volunteers if anyone is able and willing.
If you're a grandmother and just want to sit there and watch the kids, you can do that. And if you want to train for being a grandmother, that's okay too, right?
Absolutely. It's not labor intensive at all.
Well, it takes volunteers to put this thing on, and I have seen the work that you guys and the volunteers in past years have done. It takes something else, Nathan. It takes the support of sponsors, right?
It does. It takes the support of the entire community. This is a community event. It's Freedom Fest. It's downtown Bartlesville's largest outdoor event. We're expecting with the weather kind of being maybe a little bit overcast for some of the day.
I would not complain too much.
I know, exactly. So we're expecting thousands of folks to come out. And for us, as the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, we have to partner up with different groups and different companies across the area. This year, our presenting sponsor is the Examiner Enterprise. They've done a great job of promoting things for us. We had a special section that was in Sunday's newspaper.
That looked great.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll have extra copies of that available at Freedom Fest today. So if you wanted to get an actual hard copy of the lineup and where to park, which that's another thing we probably want to talk about.
We probably want to talk about that, yes.
But yeah, you know, we got great partners at Phillips 66, the Hilton Garden Inn, Truity Credit Union, Walmart Supply Chain, Tate Boys Tire and Service, Bank of Oklahoma, you know, R-Vest, Express RX, of course, our friends here at Bartlesville Radio. You're going to be out there emceeing.
You said it's a community event, and so we want to be part of it.
Yeah, and we love it, and Charlie does a great job of emceeing, and we appreciate the Potters for putting us on live on 100.1 KYFM throughout the entirety of today. Susan Dick Financial Services has been a big help of ours. Stump Funeral Home. And then we've got some great things from Everett Music Studio, Lemur Photography, Sign and Banner Express, Zach Henderson with State Farm. The City of Bartlesville's been great this year. Mm-hmm. The Bartlesville Convention and Visitors Bureau, Bartlesville Ambulance will be out there. And we'll have a couple of our car dealers that will be there showing off their brand new vehicles out there. So
those 2019s are coming in. We need to look at them.
You do. And so really the point is, not only do we have these wonderful volunteers who step up, but wonderful business community as well, Charlie, that really helps this event be a successful event and something that's meaningful for the community.
It is, and it takes all of the cooperative effort. You mentioned the organizations like the American Legion, Kiwanis, plus the business community all stepping forward just to say, you know, let's be unabashedly American, wave the flag, have a good time, remember why we're celebrating tonight, and bring out a lot of people.
Right. Absolutely.
You got a couple of things I think you want to mention.
Just a couple other things that a lot of folks always get concerned about. Well, where should I park, and how are we going to do all of that? Well, Second Street is now closed.
Yeah, so no parking there.
So no parking at all. If you try to park in there, you might have a little bit of an issue. We don't want that.
Police would have to move a barricade for you to get in, probably.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So
Do not move the barricade yourself.
Please don't. No, we would appreciate that. Second Street is blocked from Keeler all the way down to Dewey. So that area is not accessible to vehicles. For those of us who will be coming out who are disabled, mm-hmm. we will have handicap parking. For those who are disabled, you just need to pull in from Hensley at Johnstone.
Okay.
And there will be a sign there that says handicap parking, and we will have some police officers and police explorers there to direct you where to park in the Eagles parking lot. For the general public, Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips both have been so generous.
Yes.
Their big, huge parking lot will be open.
Okay.
For folks to park in, and of course, any street side parking that is outside of the perimeter where we've blocked everything off will be accessible. There's going to be public parking available at our Tunoff Fields.
Okay.
There's public parking available at the Bartlesville Community Center, but the Bartlesville Public Library, so a little bit of a walk. But street side parking, other than that, you'll be good. Remember, everything starts at 7 this year,
right,
instead of 6 p.m. And once the Winter Tournament is over and those stadium lights go out, we're going to have the area's largest fireworks display with a live rendition of God Bless America. Again, we're bringing in a Brianna Swan, this
okay.
time from Pawhuska,
right.
Who's going to be coming in, and then we'll have patriotic music throughout the entirety of the show. And yeah, this is going to be a big, big fireworks show this year, Charlie. We're so happy about it.
Well, that's great, and it's nice to know that we got this type of show that people can come downtown, really have a great time, and hopefully volunteer, do a little bit of either set up or clean up, or just watch some of the things that need to be taken care of. A little bit of volunteer time. You can still see and hear what's going on the stage, so you're not totally isolated from what's going on at Freedom Fest.
Exactly. Yeah, so if you are looking to volunteer, again, we're down there all day. We've got a crew right now that are setting up some of the last-minute items. If you would like to volunteer, we have a volunteer tent
okay.
that is set up on the southwest corner of 2nd Street and Johnstone. Mm-hmm. So there's a tent there with a big sign that says volunteer check-in. If you'd like to come by and volunteer, we would love to see you today for downtown Bartlesville's largest festival, the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville's Freedom Fest, presented by the Examiner Enterprise.
Well, again, bring the youngsters, get them all dressed up for the Patriotic Parade, and...
Not the parade, costume contest. My bad.
Old habits die hard. We used to do
the parade, but this year it is just strictly a costume contest.
Actually, I like that in some ways better because the crowd had to turn their chairs around and watch the parade. This way they can just stay in one place right and continue the show.
Absolutely.
So, again, bring the kids down, get them dressed up right, and we got a good judge crew that will take care of all of the judging for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun today, Charlie.
Nathan, Julia, thanks so much for your hard work. You have a team of others, but you are the two that are the face of what's going on. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Charlie. This is our first year, Julia and I's first year to co-chair the event. Our past co-chairs, Karen Wilson and Sharon Hurst, have just done a bang-up job for years. And they made the decision this year that they wanted to pass the torch to this is my fourth year to be involved, not co-chairing, but Julia has
my
has
first year
yeah.
to be involved as well as co-chair. But we have had great mentors and help, and they've just done a wonderful job showing us the ropes, how to do everything. And I know that they'll be around to continue helping in years to come.
I don't know what they're going to be doing, but I would expect to see both of their faces around someplace. Just hey, go find either one of them, and how do we solve this problem?
They're out there right now doing that, Charlie, while we're on the radio. So,
well, again, thank you so much for your volunteer efforts. The community is invited. Yes, there are many other places you can go watch fireworks, but we're inviting you right now to downtown Bartlesville. It's Freedom Fest. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty of free parking, and come and have a good time.
Absolutely. Nathan, we'd love to see you out there.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
How many eggs are in a dozen? I asked my 6-year-old the question, and she didn't hesitate to answer me. A dozen, of course.